I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Warriors This Week with JD and Steiny as we are with you until 1 o'clock, getting you closer to the Warriors and the Lakers out at Oracle Arena. It's a 5:30 tip. You can hear all the action right here on 95.7 The Game with Tim Roy and Jim Barnett tonight with the nationally televised affair. That means Jim Barnett will slide over and join Tim Roy on the call. Warriors live from Oracle with Steiny and Guru. That will begin at 4 o'clock as we've got you covered all day long, talking everything Warriors and NBA leading up to really one of the biggest games on the schedule. This is consecutive Saturday, Steiny, where one of the biggest games on the entire NBA schedule for a season is going on and involving the Warriors.
Yeah, these are fun games. LeBron came back on Thursday, played an overtime game, so he's going to play tonight. I guess it sounded to me like Clay may be a game-time decision.
Yeah. Steve Kerr said as much yesterday.
Okay.
At practice. I was out there at practice and just asked him how he was doing, and Coach Kerr said he wasn't at practice. They had a very light practice yesterday, more of a film session, essentially a shoot-around, because they aren't going to have a shoot-around due to the 5:30 tip today. So yesterday acted as their shoot-around, basically, slash semi-practice for the Lakers game. Clay was not at that yesterday. Questionable, and yeah, a game-time decision as far as the game tonight at 5:30.
Gosh, I forgot to ask you about this from the other night with Philly in town. How'd your boy do? Corey Brewer.
He never disappoints. He had back-to-back air balls. He airballed a three long, which is just the ultimate because you can see it coming. My favorite Corey Brewer is wild driving Corey Brewer into the lane, and he smacks it off the top of the backboard, and it comes out 14 feet from the basket. That's my favorite Corey Brewer, but airball corner three Corey Brewer is a close second.
Let me see if I can find that one. We texted each other virtually at the same time. This is how well we
know each other. I said to you, Corey Brewer, well, I don't even remember what I said to you. Corey Brewer never fails. You know, Corey Brewer never disappoints. That's what it was with his offensive prowess.
Right. And I said, I texted you at the same time saying something similar because his first airball wasn't even close.
I mean, airballed a three by 5 feet.
Right.
I mean, it was.
I sent you an LOL right after he.
And you had already
said never disappoints.
I had already said, yeah, Corey Brewer never disappoints. Antoine in Livermore. Antoine, you're up next here on Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Antoine.
Hey, JD. Hey, Steiny. Hey, I have a question for you both. I heard you guys mention the rant this morning, but as far as the free agency, but I haven't heard you guys mention so much of Thompson and what Thompson's going to do. Say if Davis does end up in L.A., I did hear somewhat of maybe Thompson's camp said that he would think about that move. How would that affect the Warriors?
Well, that's a good question. Here's the report. Let me kind of parse out some of the details. So Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN reported the following, that if Anthony Davis ends up in Los Angeles this year, in the next 7 days or whatever it is, 5 days, and the Warriors don't offer Klay Thompson the max, then he will turn his attention to the Lakers. Now, the max for Klay Thompson is 5 years, $190 million.
Okay, 5-190. I'm going to write that down.
So if they don't come out of the gate with that, Wojnarowski is saying, in essence, that he'll go to the Lakers where he could receive 4 years for $140 million. So it's a $50 million difference right there. But keep in mind, he'll get another, you know, everybody says $50 million. Oh, you're giving up $50 million. You're not really giving up $50 million.
Because you'll get something for that other
first year.
Year
of the next of your next contract, ideally. The question I asked the other day is...
But that 50 could be 15 at that point, or...
What do you mean? Like, the first year of the next contract is
15 million. That you leave on the table could wind up being 15 for that year.
Right. Exactly.
So it would be 35 million to the negative.
Exactly. So, well, let's just keep it simple. Is Klay Thompson worth 5 years, $190 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think for the Warriors, it's twofold. It's you're paying him for what he's already helped you accomplish, which
right.
whether you want to do that or not in professional sports as a franchise, sometimes you have to. And I
right.
think in this case, you have to. You're paying him as much for what he's already done as what he will continue to bring to the table. So, yeah, and again, that's what differentiates the Warriors' offer from offers from other teams, is that extra year. So, no, I do think the Warriors have to offer him the absolute max they possibly can. He's too valuable and too important to everything they've done and to them continuing to be what they are today. So, yeah, to me, it's a no-brainer because there are going to be other teams lined up to give him the 4-140.
True.
So what if three or four teams are lined up to give him 4-140, either because they believe he's a franchise player for their team, or you're just doing it to take away from what the Warriors have had going these last 5 or 6 years, either way you slice it, if teams are lining up that max, the only thing that differentiates you as the Warriors from them is that fifth year and
right.
the extra and the full max
right.
and the extra $50 million. So to me, you got to do it.
The year that's supposed to keep players where they're at, especially if they're in a small market.
Exactly.
Not that applies to Klay.
So if you're not going to offer that, and I'm Klay Thompson, well, okay, then all bets are even. And you know what? You, as the Warriors, should be offering me more based on everything I've done to
right.
stay than Joe Random team that wants me to go.
Right. The one thing that I think is interesting is over the last few years, though, we have heard kind of reports that initially Joe Lacob didn't offer Steph Curry the max. And Kevin Durant has never been paid as a Warrior the most he could have made as a Warrior. He's taken some discounts.
Although that day may be coming.
Well, I think that's the point. I don't think anybody's taking discounts anymore. But be that as it may, if you're going to pay Klay, and this is the one thing I said to you on the break. I said, you know, I'm amazed, JD, at how many Warrior fans don't quite understand that if Kevin Durant leaves and he goes and re-signs, or not re-signs, if he goes and signs with another team, the Warriors cannot go out and get a Jimmy Butler, a Kawhi Leonard. They cannot do that. They are so far over the salary cap that if Kevin Durant walks, they're still over the salary cap, and they only have the mid-level at that point.
888-957-9570. Is Klay Thompson a no-brainer max player? 5-190. 5 years, 190, and of course, Steiny, you're referencing the Woj report, which
right.
is, hey, if the Warriors don't offer the max, 5-190, and Anthony Davis winds up with the Lakers, which right now it feels like the Anthony Davis camp is trying to orchestrate him
right.
only getting to the Lakers. So it's if A and B are true, then C could happen.
Right.
That's
right.
That's where we are in terms of this report right now. So maybe you take some of it with a little bit of a grain of salt, but it's if the Warriors don't offer the max and Davis winds up with the Lakers, then Klay would consider the Lakers at that point.
If the Warriors don't give him the 5
right.
or 190.
Exactly.
See,
if A and B are true, C might happen.
See, I think it's interesting, though, because I think that number is so high, 5-190, that it's a legitimate conversation. If you say to me, oh, you got to pay that, you just got to pay it, that's the price of doing business, I would say, yeah, I can't strongly disagree with that. And if you say, geez, that's a lot of money, let's see if we can get him for a little less, or, you know, maybe we can get him for 150 to 160 over. Well, you know what? That makes sense too, but it's a dicey game you're playing there. It could be the decision could be very easy. At 12:01, the Warriors hand Klay a max contract and he signs it. That's what
I mean. That's the way I think a lot of Warriors fans believe this is going to play out should play out.
Well, I believe that this is where I do believe the report. If they don't do that, Klay may start looking around because we've talked about Klay a lot. This guy, there's so much more to Klay Thompson than meets the eye. Klay Thompson has been. This is what I think about Klay Thompson. He's been saying for 3 years, I want to be here for life. I want to retire a Warrior. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
And every time he says that, at the end of every sentence, you could almost and maybe should almost attach, pay me the max, pay me the max, pay me the max, because I'm saying these things
exactly
over and over and over.
Exactly. So it might very well be about that first offer.
You show me I'm a priority, damn
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank
show
you.
Show me you love me, damn it.
Thank you.
Show me you want to marry me, damn it.
I've been quiet for 3 years. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant makes hay every week about where he's going.
And you're all in a twist about that.
About Durant. See, that is where Klay, I think, cares way more about stuff. He may be laid back, but he wants to know he's appreciated. And the way he's going to know that is a max contract.
Look, if that max contract isn't on the table at 12:01 on July 1st, and I'm Klay Thompson, I'm ticked.
I am too.
I'm ticked.
And you know what?
Yeah, I'm telling my agent to field all offers, and I'm going to look at all of them. I'm going to write them down on a piece of paper, and I'm going to start examining my future. There's no question about it. Now, does that mean ultimately I come back and I sign with the Warriors? Yeah, it may very well. I wouldn't. I'm not going to rule the Warriors out,
right?
By any means. But 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We are going to be joined by Mark Spears at 10:30, Tim Bontemps 11:30, Tim Roy at 12:30 as well. I want to get to this text too, because I think this is an oversimplification. And a lot of Warrior fans make this mistake when I address this as 5-190 from the Warriors versus 4-140 for what another team can offer Klay Thompson. We'll get into that coming back. It's Warriors This Week with JD and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
JD and Steiny.
I like this.
We're flying along. It's a nice little beat.
I like that.
How about our guy Joe in there?
What's up, Joe?
Look at Joe.
Oh, I didn't
Look
see.
Look at Joe. How about that?
If we drop dime on Joe right now, he'll become the most hated guy at 95.7. Tell people what he's wearing.
Should we do it?
Of course, Joe, thumbs up. Of course you're going to do it.
Our guy Joe running the board today. He's wearing a Kobe Bryant Lakers jersey. Throwback Kobe Bryant Lakers.
Number 8. When did he change numbers and why? I forget. Remember that? He went two numbers, right?
Yeah, and they're both retired at Staples Center now.
That's pretty.
8 and 24. That's pretty Kobe.
I'll tell you what.
That's pretty bleeping Kobe.
Text line will be able to help us out there. Well, do you know why he changed numbers?
Yeah.
All right, well, you could just say it in my ear if you want, if you don't want to text it, but that's all right.
Gene in Oakland while we handle our business. What's up, Gene? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. If you bear with me for a minute, I want to address the fake news about both Klay and Durant.
Okay.
And I'm going to play amateur psychologist here. First of all, as far as Klay goes, I totally believe the guy when he said over and over he's staying here. He's not going anywhere. He was an easy sign the last time. He'll be an easy sign this time. I don't see management disrespecting him at all. I think he'll wind up signing for, he deserves a max. He'll sign for less than the max, keep the team together. The only reason he would decide to leave is if somehow this team gets broken up, all right? Secondly, with Durant, please help me out here because I'm failing to find one good reason why Kevin Durant would want to go to the New York Knicks.
I'll give you five.
All right, well, let me run by my reasons why I don't think he will.
Okay.
First of all, they've got to be one of the worst, if not the worst, NBA organization, you know, in existence right now. With all the stupid mistakes they've made over the years, now they have nothing with Porzingis gone. All right, secondly, Durant is not LeBron. He's not the kind of guy that wants to go and start with nothing and build a team to his image or to his liking around him and show that he can bring a championship all by himself. The bright lights in New York, that to me just doesn't fit Durant. Then finally, if he wants stashes of cash, as he said, my understanding is we can give him more than anyone else can. Okay, now give me the reasons why he would even think about going to New York.
All right, will do.
Thanks, Gene. Steiny, you're up. What do you got?
First of all, I do believe there's something to... He's not challenged here right now. And if the Warriors go on and win their third straight title, I don't think Kevin Durant believes he is reaching his potential as an all-around player, believe it or not. And I think there is something about, and if you, okay, you want to go dime store psychologist, I'll do it. He goes to Oklahoma City. He can't win there. He wants to win a title. He comes to Golden State, and he wins three in a row. And he's realizing that he's still empty. There's still something that's not, it still hasn't satisfied him like he thought. He hasn't gotten the respect that he thought he'd get. He hasn't gotten the love that he thought he'd get. He still might be, you know, it's like, it's still Curry's team. He's still the outsider
a little bit. And it's always going to be Curry's team.
Always going to be Curry's team. So, now, the Knicks stink. We know that. But the reality of the situation is they've got two max spots. And they're going to have a high pick. So, we're past the days of, well, he's going to go to New York and then, you know, they'll get a good pick next year and they'll make a trade a year or two. No.
No, it's ready made.
He may get to New York and it's Kyrie, Kevin Durant, Zion Williamson, and Knox. That ain't bad. Like, that team's a top four seed maybe in the East already.
And then Durant's still got a couple of years of prime to impact things.
Exactly. Also, don't undersell the Rich Kleiman situation. Kleiman's a New York guy. Those guys are tight. They're joined at the hip. And, you know, Kleiman may end up being either the GM of the Knicks, or he might even end up owning the Knicks. Because for the first time ever, James Dolan's talking about, well, maybe I might sell at some point. He's never been like that. And the one thing we've learned about Cohan, the owner before Joe Lacob, the minute he backed off, I'm definitely not selling, he sold it. You go from, I'll never sell it to, well,
let's,
if
let's
I hear
get
a
it
great,
over with.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think James Dolan's going to be the owner in a couple years. So now all of a sudden that changes, and we see what ownership can do.
Yeah, no better testament
so I, listen,
than here.
No, it wasn't Charlie. It was Charlie?
Gene,
that's right. Gene. Gene, you're whatever, your thoughts are no better or no worse than mine. I could see him there. That's all.
888-957-9570. Mark Spears in about 6 minutes.
Can I go lastly? Okay.
You Here's can, and then one. I want to get to a text.
Well, but... are you talking about the top text?
No.
Okay. 707 says, the opportunity to go four straight, which Jordan didn't do, will keep him in the Bay. I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe that's incentive. I really don't. I just don't think that's, oh, well, we won three. Now we got to go four. Because only the Celtics in the 60s went four. Really? I don't think so.
Nah, I don't think so either.
What about the new arena?
That's a factor. But not a huge factor, right?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, he'll play in the new arena one way or another.
Right. So, anyway, I do not think.
And you know the way the NBA does things. I mean, if Kevin Durant signs with the Knicks or somewhere else, I mean, he'd probably play the first game in the new arena anyway.
It's true. You mean that's the way they'll schedule it?
Yeah. If Kevin Durant signs with the Knicks, then the Knicks will be the home opener of Chase Center in October, and the Warriors will be getting their rings, and the Warriors will present Kevin Durant with his ring, even though he's wearing the Knick blue. Right? I mean, that's the way the NBA does it. I mean, the NBA put Russell Westbrook at Oracle this year, although they ended up not playing.
They're going to have some great opening night games
next year. They put James Harden there a year ago.
That's right.
And Chris Paul. made them wallow in the Warriors' glory.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Well, Durant comes back for...
NBA low-key cold-blooded.
If I was KD, only way I go to the Knicks. Give me some ownership. They can't do that. But Rich Kleiman could get ownership.
Different 707 text that I wanted to react to, and this was about Klay Thompson. I'm actually going to preface this by responding to something Gene said, too, about Klay Thompson. I know you're talking about Durant. I want to hit Klay. I totally believe Klay is an easy sign, as Gene alluded to. Klay Thompson's an easy sign if you offer him the max. The Warrior max, not the general max.
I agree.
The 5190. If that's on the table at 1201, I think Klay... Assuming the team isn't getting completely broken up, he's in, he signs, he's coming back. Here's the other thing, 707. You're forgetting what else differentiates the Warriors, because I had said what differentiates the Warriors from other teams is that fifth year and the extra $50
million. Yeah.
You're forgetting what else differentiates the Warriors from everyone else. They drafted him, he loves it here, and they're winning rings. That from Steven and Vallejo in the 707. Yeah, that and the max.
Right.
I mean, I think fans overblow that. I really do. And I don't mean to be harsh. I don't mean to come off as cruel. But I think fans overstate the importance of they drafted him. He loves it here. They're winning rings. I think the winning rings part is the number one factor. But it's also show me the cash.
Show me what I deserve for winning rings.
Yes.
All right, I'm with you there. We have that soundbite, the one where Michael Thompson says, and I thought, but now I'm starting to realize maybe I think I know what he meant. Remember when he said, it's not up to Klay, it's up to the Warriors. And I was thinking, what do you mean it's not up to Klay? Of course it's up to Klay. But now you read between the lines.
Hello, what differentiates?
Exactly.
The Warriors, the rat on the table. Steiny,
yeah.
As I go full-blown guru here at 1027, Warriors this week at 95.7 The Game, the rat on the table is the Warriors can offer an extra year and $50 million. That's the difference.
Right.
In
so you better offer
loving
it
here and rings and they picked me and blah, 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 blah. Show me what tangibly differentiates you from everybody else.
408 says, what if they offered like 180? Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, like, not going to do it.
Why would, like, would he be insulted? I don't know if he'd be insulted. But
I would be.
Would you?
Yeah. Full max. I'm playing, I'm just going to steal all of your bits with Guru. We're going to role play. I get that, you know, you want to role play?
Who am I?
You are my agent when the Warriors send the email with contract offer that's not 5 and 190.
Hey, Klay, Warriors are offering 5 and 165.
Call the Lakers, call the Knicks, call the Celtics, call the Kings, because they'll make a max offer because they got a bunch of money. Call Orlando, call every single team and line up all of the max offers that I can choose from. Clippers, call everybody. Because that ticks me off. Andre, before we get to Mark Spears. Andre in Castro Valley on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, all right. I feel that, you know, Kevin Durant is challenged here in Oakland. I think just playing with a group of stars for the last three years, counting this one, that's a challenge in itself. OKC had talent, but they just kept coming up short. And that had to do with, I guess, just the mental framework of his players around him. You know, when the Beard left, he wanted his own team. And Russell Westbrook, you know, he's pretty much a running gun. He's a great player, but his mentality to me is not one to pass the ball. He wants to be me and Kevin Durant. It just seemed like that whole thing just crumbled. And he was like, wait a minute. He turned around and everything is gone. It's like, I'm never going to be a champion. You know, they lost to the Warriors in the 7. That probably was a straw that broke the camel back. But as as far as him going to New York, that would be a bad move. I mean, that New York media eat him alive, and you know he's not built that way. So that's my take on that.
All right, thanks, Andre. That is a far cry from what it said that Andre wanted to talk about, by the way, which was Steiny not making sense.
I'm thinking
we're going to get Mark Spears on here, and we are right now, but I'm thinking, and Mark, thanks for joining us here on 95.7 The Game, senior NBA writer, ESPN's The Undefeated. Spears, I got the comment of what this guy wants to talk about, and it says Steiny's not making any sense, and then the guy gets on the air, and that wasn't what he wanted to say at all.
Bright lights came on for Andre. He knew. He didn't want that kind of matchup.
He didn't want to come down your road. Now Spears, if he says, "Hey, you guys are not making sense," then Spears will come on and say, "Hey, you guys are not making sense. What's going on, buddy?"
Y'all need a hug.
We're gonna hug it out. We got plenty of day left to hug it out.
Andre, they calling you out, bro. You gotta call back. Do your call over and say what you're gonna say, man. You can't let them put you throw you in the streets like that. Call back, Andre. Call back.
Appreciate it, Mark. I'm gonna throw this one at you. If it's July 1st at 12:01, and you're
man, you guys are so consumed with this. Golly,
no doubt. It's almost better than the games. It's better than the games right now, Mark.
Every time I come on, I never get asked about the team or DeMarcus.
Oh, we're going to ask you about the team.
I'm not.
It's about July. But let's go ahead. I'm giving you a hard time.
I'm going to ask you about the team, but first I'm going to ask you about July 1st. If it's July 1st and it's 12:01 and you're Klay Thompson and you don't get a full max offer from the Warriors, are you ticked about it, and what's your reaction to it?
I mean, I expect them to. I don't see why they wouldn't. And the reason why there's more pressure to do it is because of all the interest, not only league-wide, but most notably with the Lakers. So I would think they'd be smarter than that. To say that they won't have the money to pay him would be laughable. With all the money that's about to be raised just from moving 8 miles. So I expect Klay to be taken care of. I mean, obviously the respect in the league is strong. A lot of people probably didn't think he was going to make the All-Star game, and he did. So he's just too valuable a weapon. You saw that last game on what the Warriors missed, because not only is he a great player, but he makes it easier for Durant. He makes it easier for Steph to get shots because you got to worry about him too. So I definitely expect him to be taken care of.
Mark, the trade between the Knicks and the Mavericks, Porzingis goes to Dallas for Matthew Smith Jr. and DeAndre Jordan. Conventional wisdom is that they've got two max spots open. I'm talking about the Knicks, and one of them's sitting there for Kevin Durant. Do you look at that trade as having a tentacle in the whole Kevin Durant free agency?
I mean, you got to remember that Scott Perry, the general manager of the Knicks, they worked together in Seattle. Scott Perry was assistant GM with the Sonics, Kevin's rookie year, so there's definitely a relationship there. They go back. There's a lot of respect there. Do I expect Kevin to listen to their sales pitch? Sure. Yeah. The thing with Kyrie is more curious, man, because, you know, I worked in Boston, and you don't make that city a promise and then turn away from it. You know what I mean? And then you're going to go to, like, a hated rival.
Yeah.
I feel nervous for Kyrie walking the streets of Boston right now. I mean, not to be. I'm not joking. I'm being serious. I mean, that's not the right city to make that kind of comment and then walk away from. But I hope that nothing happens. I don't want anything to happen. I just know how Boston is and how rabid the fans are, and I'm curious to how they're going to react to him the next game. But you know, New York put themselves in the position today to make a big splash. They did a couple years ago too. So it sounds good.
and they got the spaces, and I expect the Kyries and the Cousins and the Irvings and the Butlers all to listen. Whether they can convince those guys to come is a different story. And, you know, the one thing that we got to remember, and I know the free agency stuff is juicy and good to talk about, but it's really hard to speculate how somebody's going to feel on July 1st. It really is. Because you got the playoffs, you got potential championships, you got potential drama. You just don't know. I mean, it's 5 months
a long
really
time.
Speculation, yeah. And you know I'm messing with you, but that's my point. Like, I don't think Kevin knows what Kevin's going to do.
But you know
at the end of the season what you're probably going to do.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes sense. What do you think has changed with Kyrie in Boston? Like, why has it gotten weird in your mind?
Yeah, it's very curious because, like, why do you make a statement that you're going to stay there, you want to be back, when you don't have to? Like, he didn't have to say that. They were stunned that he would say that. Like, he took away all his leverage. And Kyrie's a very bright person. Like, I was surprised that he would make that statement and then change his mind. You know what I mean? Like, you haven't heard Durant say, to his credit, I haven't heard him say, I'm definitely coming back. He hasn't said he's not, but he's left it open-ended. So for him, I think it's the youth of that team, the immaturity of that team. But, I mean, he's the veteran guy. He's the leader. He's the one that has to put them together. So, you know, I would like to see Kyrie point the finger at himself more and figure out as a leader how to get this team together rather than always say, well, we need somebody else to lead this group, or this group is young and I'm disappointed in them. He's the star, so he probably needs to be more disappointed in himself.
Mark, you think Anthony Davis will be traded by the deadline?
I hope so, man, for New Orleans' sake. You know, yeah, as you guys know, my family's from there, and you know how it is with smaller market teams. They don't like feeling like they're second fiddle. You just don't want that cloud the whole season, man. Like, wherever they go, that's the story, you know. And you got to do what's best for your team. And you don't, you know, you want to make the right deal, but do you want that cloud around you for another half a season? Like, it's going to be draining on the whole franchise. So obviously they got to make the best deal for them. But if that deal is sitting there, man, like, I respect what New York did. You're not going. We got 8 deals sitting on the table. This is the best one. Boom, bye. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to be here? Cool. I really think that the Pelicans need to do the same thing. And if Kyrie's talking about, you know, leaving Boston, I don't know that Boston is going to be able to make the offer that they are talking about making right now. So I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in a Lakers uniform by the trade deadline.
And what do you think it ultimately takes? I know, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski had reported last night the first offer, and it was a you know, not really a compelling offer. What, Ball, Kuzma, Rondo, Beasley, and a first round pick. And I was watching Woj last night after the Denver Houston game, just kind of explain that, you know, the Pelicans find that underwhelming and they want, you know, more picks and maybe Ingram. And so how does that all get sorted out?
You know, you can't offer them the sky the first pick because you just got to, you know, that's business, right? That's business 101.
Sure.
You just hope they blink. If I'm the Pelicans and the offer is Ingram, Ball, Kuzma in a first, I'd do it. I'd move on and do it. I mean, and with Randall, they're basically like the Lakers team from 2 years ago without D'Angelo Russell, right? But I'd take that and move on. You got some exciting young players. You got a first. Move forward and start the healing process.
Hey, Mark, DeMarcus Cousins played 6 games now for the Warriors. Struggled a little bit the other night against Philly, but I think we all can agree he's been better than expected. If he continues on this trend and just keeps getting better over the course of the rest of the season, is he going to be one of these free agents that, you know, is he going to be back in the group with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard in terms of a free agent signings?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, like Durant and Kyrie are 1-2, right? And Kawhi, you know, they're 1-2-3. But he's right next. He's next in that group because you figure he's going to be healthier going forward. I think the Cousins that you see now today will pale in comparison to what you see in November of next year.
Right.
So does he get max? Maybe not, but Matt, you know, you've been around this for a long time. It just takes one team, man.
Yeah.
It just takes one team to believe in him and feel like he's worth it. And there's going to be some teams with some money. Like, what if New York gets disappointed? What if Kyrie stays and Kawhi goes somewhere else? And, like, what? The Clippers will have money. The Lakers will have money. New York will have money. You got different places that will have money that, like, if the Clippers' biggest pickup ends up being Cousins, it's not a bad deal, you know? And for Cousins, after losing out on so much money this year, he might just take – it might be attractive to take the team that actually does believe in you and is willing to give you it all. And so it just takes one to believe in him. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he got the max from somebody.
Mark, great stuff as always. And we'll see you tonight, right?
Yeah, you know, I just want to go back to the beginning, man. You guys are right. It's the hottest topic, honestly.
Appreciate it, Mark. Take it easy, buddy. All right. Mark Spears, ESPN's The Undefeated. Great stuff as always here, Warriors this week on 95.7 The Game. Good to catch up with Mark in this venue.
Oh, Spears is on top of it. He's on top, but he knows what's good. I'm telling you, the reason that everybody's talking so much about where everybody's going is because the Warriors, it's a foregone conclusion they're going to win it. And I think that's what's already playing into so much excitement about that.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Warriors this week, rolling on here, 95.7 The Game.
It's not up to Clay. If the Warriors want him, July 1st, 12:01, Bob Myers and Joe Lacob, Peter Guber, they should, Kirk Lacob, they should be on the phone with Clay or knocking on his door and say, here's the paper, sign up, done. That's up to them. Clay's not looking to leave. He loves playing in the Bay Area. He loves playing for Warriors fans and playing for the Warriors. Clay has said it himself. He's in a situation that every player looks to be in. So why would he want to leave?
Now back to Warriors this week on 95.7 The Game.
John Dickinson, Matt Steinmetz rolling along here on a Saturday, just about halfway through, as we've got the Warriors and Lakers. You're from Michael Thompson there on with Papa and Bonte, and he lays it out clean. It's not up to Clay, it's up to the Warriors. Read between the lines there.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is at the very end, he says, why would he knows he's in a great situation, why would he ever leave? Well, the only logical reason he would leave is if he felt disrespected or if he felt the Warriors weren't giving him the money that he thinks he deserves.
Okay,
that's
so,
the only thing.
Okay,
right?
Well, if you're not
so
giving
him
the money
the
he feels he
right.
deserves, then he's going to be disrespected. How else would he be disrespected?
Well, here is a way.
Yeah, I think there is other ways, but I wanted
right.
you to
well,
lay it out.
Okay, so, and this is kind of, obviously you can multitask, but the first thing I thought of was, well, at 12:01, they call Clay or be at his door, and guess what are they going to do with Durant? They got to deal with Durant at 12:01.
Yeah, you're going to need multiple.
Right. So if Lacob and Myers go deal with Durant, and all of a sudden it's Kirk Lacob and
is that disrespectful?
Exactly.
Because Bob Myers and Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr aren't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a little tongue in cheek.
Well,
there.
You could set up a dual meeting. I mean, maybe it's.
Didn't
maybe...
Durant say he's not? Is he not meet? No, he's meeting with teams, but he's not. They're coming to him or something.
I mean, he also said, you know, he's not into the whole needing to be wooed thing anymore.
Oh,
right?
That's right.
Cindy San Lorenzo is up next here on Warriors This Week. Hey, Cindy, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of perspectives that are not being brought into this whole thing about max caps and everything. Is that you have to look at the nature and the personality of the person and what actually motivates them and makes them tick. You know, you talk about Kevin Durant not being challenged. I think he is being challenged, especially with us not being short on centers. He's had to do a lot more defense, a lot more rebounding. He's learning to become a better all-around player. I guess my question in all that as well is watching the game the other night is, you know, how much of that is maybe taken away from his consistent shooting. The other part of it, the other thing I wanted to bring up is that, you know, Durant and Curry are two different people. Durant is a very sensitive guy, as you see that he reacts a lot to high school people on the social internet. I don't think Durant wants to be in the front to draw a lot of attention. I think he wants to focus on his game. I think he wants to be a really good player, but he is a sensitive guy, and you got to put a guy like that in a culture that works. It's got to be a positive culture because with his nature being that sensitive, a lot of things are going to affect him, and it may affect his game, and then he may be disgruntled, not want to be there. He knows what the Warriors present, and he has done a great job the last couple of times on his salary to, you know, take some cuts to keep some players. That is well-respected. I think Durant is well-respected. I think he knows what the culture and the camaraderie is here and the team playing and the spirit. I don't understand why he would even think about leaving. You know, if you want to talk about money, money's not everything. You know, I've learned in life when you get older, you want to work for people that you feel good working for. You can make a lot of money and work in a culture that doesn't work. Are you going to be there very long? Probably not.
That's a great call, Cindy. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. The difference is Kevin Durant's only 30. You know what I mean? And sometimes right. That wisdom doesn't, sometimes you have it by 30. And I think Kevin Durant's intelligent and he surrounded himself by intelligent people, business people for sure. But I think, you know, sometimes when you're 30, it is about more than just being in a situation where you love working for who you're working for, et cetera.
Well, and the other thing, what was her name?
Cindy.
Cindy. The other thing where Cindy's brought something up that I think is worth mentioning is Oklahoma City's considered a good organization. It's a good organization. And we know the Warriors right now are a good organization. So if you start thinking about it that way, Kevin Durant spent 10 plus years in the league playing for good organizations. It might not be the same if he goes to New York, and it won't be the same if they have the same ownership group.
I was saying, unless the Knicks clean house
right,
a little bit.
Right, exactly.
And I thought Mark Spears brought up an interesting point or tidbit about their GM, Scott Perry,
mm-hmm.
who's, you know, I actually didn't know there was a relationship even going back to the Seattle days.
No, I didn't
one
either
until
the other day. Yeah.
That he, you know, that he spent there. So I think that's an interesting dynamic because the assumption, at least on my end, had been, well, Scott Perry, see ya. Like, you know, they're going to have to clean their whole, you know, everything out. I know he just got there, obviously,
right,
after he left Sacramento. So I don't mean to be flippant about that. But you would think that to become a great organization again, it would be, you know, all right, KD, what do you need? What do you want? Well, maybe Scott Perry is someone that's already respected and in place by that Kevin Durant camp, which would be something in the Knicks' favor, maybe more than anyone would have believed.
Gotcha. From the 408, spare me the disrespect talk. Making millions versus making more millions from the team contract. We all know. Listen, I get it. I get it that a lot of average fans or a lot of people making $80,000 a year don't think there's any disrespect if the Warriors give them 170, but they're not you and me. These are pro athletes. Klay Thompson might be the best player in his position. He wants to make as much money as he possibly can. And, you know, if disrespect is too strong a word, fine, it's too strong a word. But then you don't, I just don't, I understand how he would feel disrespected if he didn't get the max. And the money doesn't mean anything. I mean, the money's the proof. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, the money is the money is what differentiates the Warriors from everybody else.
707. Warriors flagship station's now insinuating that the Warriors may disrespect Klay. You brought that up, though. That's, and then he said, but that's such a Steiny thing. I didn't bring that up. That was
insinuating,
you.
Insinuating. I'm not insinuating that they may. I'm saying that it would be disrespectful if they don't offer him the max, is what I'm saying.
I like the station, but this constant negative stuff on the Warriors by Steiny, not a good look.
Ah, well, see? Again.
What's negative? That you better give Clay the max? Is that negative? I mean,
I don't think
ask
so.
Ask me where Clay's going to be next year.
I got a feel good for you. Want to tease it?
No,
tease it a little bit. Or you need a palate cleanser right now. You need a palate cleanser right now, or we want to feel good right now? Want to take a call? You want to read some more texts? What do you want to do? Because I've got something that's going to make everybody feel good, and it's really positive.
Let's put that off. I don't want to do that.
In fact, it may give Warriors fans all the feels.
All right, let's do it.
You ready? Right now you want it.
Yeah, let's do it.
JaVale McGee's going to get his ring tonight before the game.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
JaVale McGee was sick on Christmas, didn't make the trip, had missed some games around the holidays for the Lakers. And he originally was going to get presented with his championship ring from last year on the court before tip-off when the Warriors were going to play the Lakers back on Christmas night. Well, it didn't work out because he was sick, so it gets pushed to tonight. So on the court before tip-off, JaVale McGee gets his ring and a huge ovation from the Oracle crowd. That's something that I think will give Warrior fans all of the positive feels.
From the 925, Rich Kleiman.
No reaction to that?
It's done. Rich Kleiman is a huge Knicks fan, and I have read he wants to get into the GM business. I think he may have a big influence on Kevin Durant joining the Knicks. Oh, no negativity. That's a texter. That's not Steiny. I mean, that's negative.
Yeah, but you read it.
That is negative.
You read it.
That is Rich Kleiman's a Knicks fan. Why are we hating on the Warriors so much? Rich Kleiman likes the Knicks.
Okay.
JD, he's got a relationship with Kevin Durant.
I know this is a hot button for you.
It is.
I know this is a hot button for you. But look, I mean, the Trump card at all of this, Steiny.
Yeah.
We're basically talking about it now because we've already given the Warriors the championship.
Exactly. No, I mean, who's going to beat him this year? Let me tell you.
Crickets.
Exactly.
I got crickets. I got nothing. Who's going to beat him this year?
How about this? Do you believe this narrative from the 510?
Steiny hates the Warriors? No, I'm sorry. That's a different
thing. You know what? Steiny hates the Warriors. Steiny hates the Warriors.
We can't do this. We got half a show to do.
You're fine. Yeah, we still have half a show, so we got a lot of time.
By the way, how's your boy Mully doing today?
Don't do that. They're playing Duke. It's a tough game. Steiny hates the Warriors. All capital letters hates. He hates the success and stresses the negativity on a daily basis. Come on. No, I do not hate the Warriors.
Stereotyping.
I absolutely do not hate the Warriors. I just don't like them any more than any other team.
By the way.
Or dislike them more than any other team. And
you're objective. You're an objective. I would call you an objective connoisseur of the NBA and professional sports.
Ask me who I'd start a team with.
One player?
Yeah,
Steiny, one player you'd start a team with, who would it be?
Steph Curry.
Wow.
Still. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm a hater.
But you hated him, right? You thought he stunk.
I never hated him.
I'm joking.
How could you hate Steph Curry?
Of course you can't hate Steph Curry. Of course not.
I didn't think he'd be this good. I was wrong.
You want to know what, and this, you know what legitimate, like sometimes you're watching a game and things will just make you laugh.
Yes.
When he fell down.
Well, you know why?
Legitimately made me laugh.
Well, dude, like, you know why? Is because usually when you fall down, you feel so, like, you feel like an idiot
and
embarrassed.
He
can laugh at himself.
It was awesome.
He can talk, like, that's why he is.
That was the biggest, like, horse laugh of the week for me watching a game. You know what the second biggest was?
Corey Brewer.
Corey Brewer airballing the three.
Yeah. Yeah. How about this one?
Before we get to it, though, I want to let everybody know you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco. It's the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. It's Warriors This Week with JD and Steiny. We're with you until 1 o'clock, and then we got the Warriors and the Lakers tonight at Oracle. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. How about this? Do you believe in any of this? Because this, I think, is total hogwash.
Okay.
From the 510. All this constant talk about Clay and Kevin Durant leaving is exactly what's going to drive them out of town.
Nah, that's,
shake my head.
I disagree with that completely.
Of course. Come on. Come on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.